Arnold Hura knows a lot about local eats. Born and raised in a sugar plantation town north of Hilo, his passion for food stems from the Japanese comfort dishes he grew up on.
Real simple things that mom used to make, you know, miso soup, feeling under the weather, got a slight cold, nursing you back to health, you get okayu with the umeboshi, or chazuke with dry fish and furikake. It's funny how so many of us reflect back on those comfort foods mom, grandma used to make.
But the roots of Hawaii cuisine aren't just personal. It's also about the history.
One of the things I like to talk about when I look at the history of local food is something called bakalao, dried salted cod. People wonder where we come up with stuff like lomi lomi salmon with the salt salmon or salted butterfish. You know, these salted foods came in barrels on these sailing ships, and they've left their imprint to this very day.
Hira describes how much of the food we think of as local was formed through outside influences.
There are all these tie-ins from going back to native culture through the, voyaging missionary period all the way through the plantation immigration era.
One of Hura's favorite childhood treats was the Hawaii-made Saloon Pilot crackers.
As kids, we used to dunk them in our cocoa, or adults would dunk them in coffee, or you could eat them with soup or stew just to soften them up because they're really hard.
He says their origin dates back to Hawaii's shipyard days when sailors needed food suitable for long sea voyages.
But they're a legacy of ship's bread, you know, the hardtack. So these ship's biscuits that were a staple on the sailing ships, Hawaii became a reprovisioning port. And Love's Bakery, in fact, was created almost exclusively to produce these crackers so the ships could reprovision themselves fresh water, some fresh food, and go off.
While these food connections serve to remind us where we came from, Hura believes they also represent where Hawaii food is going. In 2010, he collaborated with Chef Alan Wong on the internationally acclaimed cookbook, The Blue Tomato.
One of the things that I really learned working with Chef Alan was how much he puts of that history and tradition into his contemporary cuisine. Very popular dishes involve the risotto. So I had it, and he said, "What? Close your eyes. What do you think of?" And lo and behold, you know, it was grandma's chagayu type feeling that he had imported into this risotto. And I went, wow.
Hura believes the event this Saturday will bring together Hawaii's passion for food as well as the stories behind them that make them special.
It's important to have events like this so people kind of see things in a little different perspective. But what's interesting, again, is that, you know, in spite of all the changes, we still have these strong ties to the past.
Inspired Food, The Roots of Hawaii Cuisine, a talk story and food tasting with Arnold Hura and Chef Alan Wong, takes place this Saturday at 10 a.m. in the Japanese Cultural Center. For more information, visit jcch.com. Molly Solomon for HPR News.